Good morning. It is 8:11 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our update on all things independence. We have Lisa Wilson joining us. Good morning, Lisa. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. It's this crazy weather on the way.
You know, oh my goodness.
100 degrees. I mean, like we were saying off air, I don't think that we even got up to 100 last year, maybe once. And now we're just going to have a solid 10 days of it.
I know. Dangerously hot. I looked at my weather channel app on my phone, like over the weekend, maybe on Friday, I think it was, that I remember looking at it and seeing Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and thinking, oh my goodness, the next 4 days are going to be brutal. And now we're into double digits of the triple digits.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. Everybody just needs to be careful out there and stay hydrated. So
especially if you're heading to the fair.
That's right. That's right. You guys got lots of things happening.
All sorts of good
stuff. Yeah, and so do we. So I'll start out by saying that tomorrow we'll be, I think, on the air-conditioned bus. I hope so. But we will be giving a community tour to all of the new teachers and paras in the district and with Tri-County. We started doing this, I think, about 4 years ago, and kind of an effort to acquaint all of the new employees to the community. Many times, teachers and educators, they're by contract scheduled to work from, they're there at 7 o'clock in the morning and don't leave until 4 or 5. And they're not able, they don't have that flexibility to go to noon meetings or go, out in the community that much to get kind of get acquainted. And so they're very well informed about things that are happening within the school district, but maybe not so much about the community in which they live. So now we're giving them a community tour, showing them all the hot spots, all the fun places to check out, ways to get connected. And so that'll be happening tomorrow. We're going to do that for about 3 hours, from 8 to 11. We'll be on a bus driving around town. So if you see the Bulldog Athletic bus around, just give us a honk and know that that's who's on board. Also, we'll talk about Little House on the Prairie. So we've talked about this all summer long, but I thought it's worth pointing out that at least last Friday, because we have First Friday and I checked, that Little House on the Prairie series was streaming at number 4. So I don't know if that's changed in the last four days maybe, but anyway, we're quite popular, and they mention independence often on the series, so it's fun to get that notoriety. I might also mention that if you want to go out and check out Dr. Tan's gravesite in Mount Hope Cemetery, if you pull in the entrance that's right there by the little rock house, or the little it's kind of a little rock structure right there. You pull in and you just take the road to the left, and it will take you right on over to Dr. Tan's gravesite. And I believe there's I put it in the ground myself. There is an 1869 rather, American flag in the ground right there, from the time that that the Ingalls were in on the Kansas Prairie. So be sure and go check that out and share all the Facebook posts as they relate to Little House on the Prairie and help spread that information all around the world. So, and then let's see, we'll talk about Riverside Park. So their hours have changed now. So even though it is hotter than blue blazes outside, they have changed to their fall hours, believe it or not. And that means that on August the 19th, we will just, from that point on, the rides will be open from 1 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. Before that, they were open, I think, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But that was last week. So this week, it's just Saturdays, Sundays from 1 to 5. And be sure and get out and still enjoy the rides while they're open. So, and the Aquatic Center closed down on Sunday, so no opportunities to stay cool. But it takes a lot of guards, a lot of lifeguards, a lot of safety guards to operate that facility. And while we would like to keep it open, lots of kids are back at school.
That's right. Yep. And they have to head back.
That's right. I might also mention the petting zoo at the park will be on the first Saturday of the month. So that will roll around first Saturday in September from 1 to 2. And you can get out and pet the goats and pet the donkeys. So put that on your calendar for something fun. Another fun thing is in downtown Independence, there is a store called 1882 Homestead LLC. And actually, they've been on Main Street for a while, right across from Turbo's in a small retail space. And now they have moved right next to IGC Sporting Heritage Center and a much larger space, very nice. And they sell guns and ammo and all kinds of merchandise related to that. And right behind the counter in the back, they have a virtual shooting range. And so it's available for all skill levels with realistic simulation. I need to go in and check it out. And you can book your sessions today. So you can stop by 216 North Penn Avenue, or you can call 620-777-1882. Hence the name of their business. So kind of an easy number to remember. But if you're looking for something fun to do, bring your friends and go in and participate in the virtual shooting range. So he sent me a couple videos. It looks like a lot of fun. So I'm hoping that that will actually kind of be a piece of destination tourism, bringing people from all around the area into downtown Independence to participate.
Very good.
The Chamber of Commerce Diversity Task Force will have their final film series, and it's called I Remember Mama, and it will be tomorrow, Wednesday the 12th, at the library at 2 in the afternoon. So that will be the final summer series for the Diversity Task Force. Independence Goes Back to School is on Thursday the 13th, so that is this week, at Riverside Park Oval, 5:30 to 7:30. There's going to be prizes and games and Bulldog Bags, which has the hot dogs, chips, and a cookie and a drink, I think, for a dollar. And so it's just a way to celebrate back to school. So be sure and make sure you don't forget that that is happening. And then we will have downtown movie night on Friday evening. And so the first thing that will happen is Independence Main Street will have their All Wheels night, and they've moved it for just this month to the 200 block because we're having movie night in the 100 block. So they will be in the 200 block from like 6 to 8, and then the high school band will be performing down in that area. And then the Chamber will have their movie night co-sponsored by the Independence Community College and Great Plains Federal Credit Union. And we have a lot of pre-show activities at 7:30. So I'm going to list them off. We will have face painting. We will have the ICC cheer squad down there with popsicles. The football team will be there passing out mini stress balls that are in the shape of footballs. Volleyball will be there doing root beer floats. The basketball team will be there kind of with this mini basketball goal and passing out bubbles. Captain James Montgomery, which is the college's mascot, will be there. Great Plains is passing out beach balls. Niwala will be there to pass out some swag, and they're going to do a sing-along before the movie starts. Sonic will have bottled water. The cinemas, Independent Cinemas has donated popcorn, and so the police department will be passing that out. The Mobile Zoo from Riverside Park will be there with, I believe, Monty the ball python and possibly the yellow-footed tortoise. And the library will be there with crafts. Main Street will be there with some games. Fire and EMS will be down there with fire hose bowling. Community National Bank and Trust will be there with a backpack drawing, and I think Olaf is going to be there as well. Uncle Jax is going to come down and pass out Elsa's Punch and some gift bags, and then Barda Animal Hospital will be down there as well with some animals and some things to give away. I think AWOL will be down there with them. And then we want to give a shout-out to Parade Specialties. They let us borrow the truck to be able to project the movie on. The Memorial Hall will be helping us with the sound system, so we appreciate Mike and Seth. And then Evergy will be helping us with the lights, so we appreciate them. Community National Bank for letting us use their space, and the City of Independence for all of their help with setup and barricades. So it's going to be a fun night. Again, pre-show is at 7:30, and the show starts at 8:30. And Farmers Market's always Saturdays from 7:30 to 11. They're going to be going through mid-October, so they'll have lots of pumpkins and gourds and things like that to take us through the very beginnings of the fall months. So put that on your calendar. We were talking about this off-air, the new Engine 3 in Independence. So that's fun. The Fire and EMS will be celebrating a push-in ceremony and open house on Saturday at 6:30 in the evening at 900 West Myrtle. So come out and enjoy that as they celebrate the new Engine 3 coming on board. And then right after that, you can head out to the college, because at 7 o'clock, they're having the 24-hour plays. This is the 24th anniversary of the 24-hour plays. And basically, these college kids that are in the theater department, they write, direct, and produce 6 10-minute plays. So they've been doing that the 24 hours prior to 7 o'clock. So they've been doing that from that, let's see, that'd be Saturday, so Friday, and then we all get to sit in the air-conditioned William Inch Theater in the cushy seats and watch those performances. There's going to be a bobber drop out at Elk City State Park on Saturday the 15th at 10 o'clock. And as I understand it, they're going to be dropping 200 numbered bobbers all over the lake and the park area. So you can either look along the shoreline for them. You can paddle out with your kayak or a paddleboard. And I think they have some of those out there actually to rent. You can cruise around in a boat. You can swim and find some. And then not all of the bobbers have to be turned in on that particular day. I think they're going to give you a couple weeks to continue to hunt for them. They ask that you only find one so that more people can participate. And if you find a numbered bobber, bring it to Comfort Cove concession stand near the main bathhouse, and you can pick up your prize. They're going to have breakfast that morning of biscuits and gravy at the concession house starting at 8, and then pulled pork and hot dogs will be served for lunch at 11. You do have to have a park pass. So if you don't have a park pass, you can get a day pass for $5 to be able to get into the state park. So that'd be something fun to do. And again, let's see, I'm just looking. That is this weekend, Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock. Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale is going to be in September, but next Monday you'll be able to stop by the chamber office for the next couple weeks and get your free permit, get signed up for the sale. So you'll have an opportunity to do that Monday the 17th through Friday the 28th at the chamber office, 8:30 to 5. You can swing by. If you have questions about that, call 331-1890. That's the chamber number, and we can help you with any questions that you might have. Back to all things involved getting back to school. Independence Community College is hosting free haircuts for kiddos that need a good haircut to start off the school year. And that will be next Wednesday the 19th from 9 to 3. It's walk-in. And again, it's just for the kids, school-aged kids. If you need more information, call 332-5643. But that's the college's gift to all of the school-age kids, getting them looking nice for the school year. Also, it's time to sign up for fall sports at the Independence Recreation Commission at the Ash Center. So it's time to register for flag football, tackle football, soccer, volleyball, of all ages. So registration deadline is Thursday the 20th, so that's next week. You can call the Ash Center at 331-0260, or you can stop by at 1501 North 10th Street. And you can also register online at indyrec.com. Couple of blood drives coming up. The Red Cross Blood Drive will be at the Civic Center on Friday, August the 21st from 11 to 5:15. So that's next week. If you missed that one, you can go to the college on September the 1st at 10 o'clock until around 4. The Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is having an exhibit called Pioneer Patriots, and it will open up next Friday, the 21st through September the 4th. And the museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. And the address is 123 North 8th Street. And all exhibits on in the gallery area are free. Fort County Mental Health is looking for vendors for the upcoming health fair. The health fair will be Friday, September the 25th from 7 to 11:30 at the Civic Center. So if you want to be a vendor for the health fair, the deadline is next Friday, the 21st. So get signed up. You can call Kathy Shepherd, or you can actually email Kathy Shepherd at kshepherd@fortcounty.com. And she can help you, or you can give them a call out there as well. But they'll have $25 lab screenings and lots of other health screenings and vendors. So it's a great way to get your health in check. I always try to swing by before I head to work. So again, put a save the date for Friday the 25th. Cancer Support Group always meets on the last Tuesday of the month out at the Nazarene Church. So that'll be coming up a couple Tuesdays, Tuesday the 25th of August, 5:30 to 7. And again, that's out at the Nazarene Church at 3167 South 10th Street. We just keep talking about all things kids and the school system. They have transitioned from teammates to Bulldog Buds, and it is the in-school mentoring program that the school system has. And they're having a lunch and learn on Tuesday, the 26th of August from 11:30 to 12:30 at Big Cheese Pizza. So if you are interested in being a Bulldog Bud and mentoring a student from third grade up to their senior year in school, be sure and come to this informative luncheon again from 11:30 to 12:30 on Tuesday, August the 26th at Big Cheese Pizza. I've been a teammate. Now I will be a Bulldog Bud. This is my fifth year. So my teammate was in the third grade, and now she's going into the seventh grade. And I look forward to continuing until she graduates from high school. So be sure and come to that and learn more and see if you can carve out 30 minutes a week to make a difference in one of our youth. We have some ribbon cuttings, business after hours, and things coming up at the Chamber. Indie Fitness, which is not a new Chamber member. They've been a Chamber member for quite some time, but it's under new ownership with Tucker Killian. He's having a ribbon cutting to celebrate that on Friday the 28th at 5:15 out at Indie Fitness. And I believe he'll have some other things planned for Saturday as well. That's at 2801 West Main Street. So come join us as we congratulate Tucker on his new ownership of Indie Fitness. Glow Golf will be Friday the 28th from 9 to about 11:45 at night. That might be the only cool thing to do in the upcoming days, huh? So Glow Golf is at Riverside Park Miniature Golf Course. It's $5 to participate. The Gun and Knife Show will be at Memorial Hall Civic Center on Saturday the 29th from 9 to 5 and Sunday, August the 30th from 9 to 3. It's being brought to you by Altex, so put that on your calendar if you enjoy a gun and knife show. Again, it'll be a couple days, the 29th and the 30th of August. As I said, we'll have some ribbon cuttings that we're having for Indy Fitness, but we've got one coming up for Spark Wheel and Independence Community College. So Spark Wheel is the program that we have at the middle school and the high school, and they're rolling it out now at the college. And so basically it is a program to help remove barriers to education. So when kids are having troubles, whether or not if they don't have clothes, if they don't have school supplies, if they're having some troubles at home, whatever those barriers are to academic success, Spark Wheel works to remove those. And so we're excited that Independence Community College is a part of a pilot program, and we are wanting to celebrate with them on Wednesday, September the 2nd at 4:30. They will be having a ribbon cutting, and it's an opportunity to learn more about that new partnership out at the college. It will be at ICC West, so the address is 1057 West. No, I misspoke. It's 1057 West College Avenue, so it is on the campus of Independence Community College. And let's see here. We've got First Friday coming up, September the 4th. It's being sponsored by Independence Community College. And I think I've got the speakers lined up, but I'll share those with you next week so that you know all of the great information that will be shared at First Friday. So we'll do a little save the dates and wrap it up. Saturday, September the 12th will be the Masonic Lodge Breakfast Fundraiser. Pirates will take on Coffeyville with their first home game on Saturday, September the 12th at 5 o'clock in the evening. And the Historical Museum and Art Center will be having an evening with Bill Curtis at the Booth Hotel on Saturday, September the 12th at 6:30. And it is a dinner. The tickets are $50 a piece, and it's an opportunity to hear the amazing Bill Curtis speak. He's just recently written a book. He will be doing some book signings, and we'll have more information about that as it gets a little closer. And Business After Hours will be at Woods Lumber, co-sponsored along with the Independence Community Chest, and that will be on September the 15th at 5 o'clock. And the Montgomery County Action Council will be having their fundraiser called A Taste of Montgomery County on Thursday the 17th out at Cherryville Lakeside Cedar Lodge. That's always a fun time. And as I mentioned, the opener for the college football, we have the first home game for the Bulldogs. They will take on Fort Scott on September the 18th. So we've got lots of things planned for August and September, but I'll stop there and save the rest of it for next week.
Okay, Lisa, well, a lot of great stuff going on. Hope folks can beat the heat and enjoy the last bit of summer. Summer's reminding us that it's still in control.
That's right, that's right.
Even though school's starting.
There's not a thing we can do but try to enjoy it. Lots of fun things to do in Independence, so be sure and check out our Facebook page at Get Independence, our tourism page at Visit Independence. Independence KS. Detailed flyers are on our website at indkschamber.org, and you can always give us a call at 331-1890 if you want to tell us about something that we missed, tell us about a correction we need to make, or if you have a question, we're happy to help.
All right, Lisa. Well, always a pleasure, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you. I'll be back next week.
That's Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Straight ahead, we have a preview of tonight's LJ Jenkins Bull Riding. That's coming up here. Of course, Interstate Fair and Rodeo Grandstand action gets started tonight. Don't forget to come out and join us. We'll be there from 5 to 7 tonight, right in front of the grandstand. More on the way here on the Mighty 690.